broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. It is May 6th. We're back in the clubhouse with our view of Diamond Head and the palm trees swaying. Absolutely gorgeous day. And of course, the golf course is beckoning and you'll want to play. It's going to be hot. Take out that sunscreen. Get on the course. Have some great golf out there for you at a lot of different golf courses. We've got tee times. Volcano has a 10:56. It's 57 degrees at Volcano on the Big Island. High today forecast to be, at least on Oahu where we are, with the trade winds 15 to 20. High could be up to 89 degrees. That's why I'm talking about sunscreen. Makalei in the elevations also on the Big Island. There's a 920 at 10:32. Poipu, a 910, 10:30, 11:40 on the beautiful Garden Island, Kauai. Kapolei, a 9 o'clock and a 12:07. Royal Hawaiian Country Club on Oahu, a 9:20 in the trees. It should be a little cooler there. Makaha East, 9:45. Wailea Gold Course, 9:17. And Maui Nui, a 9:32. And by the way, the Light Map Group is playing at Poipu. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And I hope that map light or the light map guides you through the course exactly the way you want to go. All right, we've got our first guest waiting for us now. Joining us in the clubhouse, Keith Bank, executive producer and producer of Tommy's Honor. Tommy's Honor, a movie based on the dramatic true story of old Tom Morris and young Tom Morris, Tommy Morris, his son, the dynamic father-son team who really did usher in the modern game of golf and winner of Best Feature Film, British Academy Scotland Awards. We'll be talking with Keith Bank right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Well, first off, I want to welcome to the show Keith Bank, the executive producer, producer of Tommy's Honor. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. I can't say that I saw the movie yet. I missed it here in Hawaii, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it because I love period dramas, especially if they're based on real people. And from what I saw, the trailer is powerful. And it's set in a time where we all talk about old Tom Morris, young Tom Morris. We talk about records about to be broken by Jordan Spieth. Tom Morris, he won the Open back in 1868 as a teenager. So this is, I mean, amazing accomplishments. Two guys, the old Tom Morris and the young Tom Morris, going through generational changes when cultural changes are happening and you see that generation fighting one another. This is a really fascinating story. How did you get involved?
I got involved about 3.5 years ago. My producing partner, Jim Kreutzer, had actually taken a trip over to Scotland with an ill friend who had just been diagnosed with ALS. And as part of their pre-journey, they had to read the book Tommy's Honor to get ready for the trip. And when Jim came back from the trip, he thought, wow, this is just such an incredibly powerful story. You know, I wonder why it hasn't been told. And he proceeded to option the rights to the book and with the thought of making a film. Was at it for about a year and a half. and needed some help to get it off the ground. And I was introduced to him by a mutual friend, and he asked me to read the book and read an original draft of the screenplay and tell him what I thought. And I thought it was just an incredible story. I mean, I'm very avid into golf and have traveled and played and read, and I knew very, very little about this story. I had heard of old Tom Morris, but didn't know much about him, and knew nothing about young Tom Morris. And I thought, if I knew very little about these guys, I'm sure that the rest of the population knew little as well. And you know, it's just an incredible, incredible story that you know, follows the path of this father and son who were really the pioneers of the game. But it also touches on a lot of universal themes, class struggle. There's a great love story in there. There's tragedy and some other things that befell his family. And, you know, we brought it to life on the big screen. We were fortunate to get Sean Connery's son, Jason Connery, to direct the film. Did a wonderful job. He grew up on a golf course in Scotland with his father, and brought in some great acting talent and folks behind the camera, and we're very, very, very pleased with what we've created.
The cinematography is very rich, and that's so important when you do period pieces, that you get a sense of being there, the clothing, everything was done. It must have been quite a job. Did you bring people from the area together to help with the costume?
So we actually shot the entire film in Scotland at 50 different locations. We had three semi-tractors full of costumes. We had about 1,000 extras in the film in addition to the 57 speaking parts. And, you know, it took place over a 20-25 year period. And so the costumes and the backdrops and the scenery all had to be very, very authentic. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a challenge to find the locations that would, you know, look as if they looked in the 1860s and 1870s. And we were very fortunate in that we had some great locations people, and we worked very hard to make sure the film had a really authentic look, both from a location perspective and all, again, the hair and the makeup and the wigs and everything else. And I think when people go see the film, they'll be blown away by how authentic it looks. You're really transported back 160 years or so.
I love that. I love being transported back. I'm constantly looking on the various, you know, Netflix and Hulu and Amazon for this kind of movie, so I can go back and kind of get away from our world and go back into their world. The book, this is Keith Bank, executive producer and producer of Tommy's Honor, the movie. But Tommy's Honor was originally a 2007 USJ Book of the Year by Kevin Cook, depicting the relationship between the father and the son, both Tom Morris, one old Tom and young Tom. And we hear old Tom and young Tom all the time. But I like you, Keith, I'd not really explored their relationship. And it was, what was most interesting is how old Tom in the movie holds on to the custom. You can never be a gentleman if you weren't born into the class. You will always be a caddy. You will always be teeing up the ball for with the sand. And that's the beauty of this movie. I mean, you watch the caddy team using a little sand and make a tee for the gentleman so he can then set his club to the ball, you know, and young Tom is saying, hey, I can play golf. I'm going to do this. And then the gentlemen in the camp say, oh, you may be able to play golf, but you'll never be a gentleman. And that really was the way it was.
Yeah, it was very interesting because, you know, old Tom was the caddy master, the club maker, the ball maker. You know, he had 8 different jobs, the greenskeeper, in addition to being a phenomenal player himself who won 4 Open Championships and actually started the Open Championship in 1860. His son basically said, you know, Dad, why are you kowtowing to these folks? You know, we're just as good as they are. And back then, golf was all about gambling. The wealthy gentleman would back a player from a town and they would give them a little piece of the winnings. And young Tom finally confronted his backers and said, you know, wait a minute, folks aren't coming to watch you gamble on me. They're coming to watch me play. And from now on, I'm going to hold the money and I'm going to give you a little piece of the winnings. And he literally was the first professional athlete of all time. He's the first person that said, pay me for what I'm worth. And he didn't have any other jobs. His full-time job was to be a professional golfer, and he was able to make a living at it. So all of these athletes today making these multi-million dollar salaries owe a huge debt of gratitude to young Tom. He literally was the first guy to say, pay me for what I'm worth. And there was no such thing as football or basketball or baseball or any of these other sports back then. And he was a real rebel.
He was a rebel. And I can understand old Tom's feeling like, hey, my place in this whole world, the fact that I can make the ball, the fact that I can make the club, the fact that I can tell the man where to hit the ball, he thought that was a perfect station in life. Why should he move out? It was almost like his son was saying, Dad, you're not good enough. I'm going to make myself better than you. So you can see the dynamics and the, almost the pain in old Tom watching young Tom break through and try to change the world.
Absolutely. And again, I think that the drama and the tension between the two of them is a common theme throughout the film. They had a great love for one another, but they had different aspirations in life. And I don't want to spoil the movie for people, but it's kind of interesting that, young Tom kind of died tragically at a very, very young age, and his father outlived his entire family and lived to, the age of 87, which back then was like living to 110 or 120 now. So very, very interesting.
When the screenplay was written by Pamela Martin and Kevin Cook was involved too, the author, were they in Scotland? How did that work out? I mean, you'd have to kind of know Scotland to write this screenplay, I would think.
Yeah, so actually it's Pamela Marin, and she and her husband, Kevin, Kevin had done all the research to write the book before he wrote the book, so he had actually lived over in Scotland and done quite a bit of research. But in terms of the screenplay, they co-authored it, and Kevin was more of the golf and the history expert, and Pamela really brought a lot of the dramatic writing skills, and brought out a lot of the other familial relationships and the romance and other things there throughout the screenplay. So no, it was actually written well before we set foot over there to start our pre-production and production process. And Jason Connery also had quite a bit of input into the script, as did a variety of the producers who were involved in the project.
I hear a lot about some of the things that are made for television, made for production companies that do lengthy series out of Scotland, that they are able to find people who still make things the way they were made. It's difficult to find craftspeople like that, who still remember how to make things, but it brings this an elegance to everything, and I just find it fascinating. Anything behind the scenes that you can share with us that happened?
There were so many funny and unique things. We were incredibly fortunate. We had about 15 days of exteriors and golf shooting and about 18 days of interiors. We shot the entire film in 33 days. And people that have been to Scotland know that they say, you can get all four seasons during one round of golf, summer, winter, spring, and fall. We were fortunate in that the 15 days we shot golf, we had 15 minutes of rain total. No delays. In the day that we had a rain scene, we had to bring in rain making equipment. And there's also a great scene in the snow where actually the final match in the film and in the book and in real life took place in the snow. And that happened to be a 60 degree day when we were bringing in the fake snow. So it was quite funny.
Yeah, and considering, when they play the Open, half the time they're worried about the weather. Who made the equipment? Where did you get the equipment that was used back in the 18s?
So there's a company called the St. Andrews Golf Company that makes replica clubs and balls, and there's a few companies around the world that do that. They make a lot of equipment for these hickory competitions that there's still an avid group of people that like to play dressed up in the old garb and with the hickory sticks. And one of the really neat things we did a 30-minute behind-the-scenes piece on the making of the film.
Oh.
And people can see that actually on our website at Tommy's Honor, HONOUR.com. It's on there. If they click through to the news section, that entire piece is on. It was aired on NBC Network Television and on Golf Channel a bunch of times. And we take people behind the scenes, really what goes on with hair and makeup and costume and wardrobes and selection of cast and interviews with cast and crew. And towards the end, we were able to get Jordan Spieth and his father, Sean, to dress up in the garb of the Morris era and play with hickory sticks and the gutta percha balls. And I interviewed them, asking them what it would have been like to have played back in the day and talking about their father-son relationship parallels to the film. And it's really neat. It's about a 4-minute segment in there, and it's actually going to be packaged with the DVD when it comes out on the market, that people will get the actual film itself plus this 30-minute behind-the-scenes piece with this great footage with this piece. And it was really kind of neat.
Did you play with the gutta percha and the hickory sticks?
I did. I tried. It's very difficult. It's very challenging. The sweet spot's about the size of a pinhead. And if you, as a matter of fact, the very first swing that Jordan took when we filmed him, he hit it about 75 yards dead right into a bunch of weeds. And he asked for a mulligan. And I think his comment was, I gained just a bit more respect for those boys back in the day.
I think I saw that segment on Morning Drive on Golf Channel. I'm really thrilled. Roadside Golf Channel and NBC Sports Group collaborating to promote the movie and using it on Golf Channel in the future. I think it's going to air in 2018.
Actually, Golf Channel has the rights for 10 years, but it won't begin until 2019, actually.
Okay.
So the way, you know, the movie business works, you have your theatrical run, and then you go on to pay TV, and then you go into your DVD and Blu-ray, and then you go into pay television, which is like Showtime, HBO, those kind of channels. And then after that's all run and cycled, then it goes to free TV, which is where Golf Channel will have the rights for 10 years.
I can't wait for pay TV.
Yeah.
I know it was in Honolulu. It didn't stay long enough for me to get there, and I'm really looking forward to being at home in the comfort and luxury where I can, you know, eat as much popcorn that I want to make as possible.
Well, June 30th is our pay-per-view date, so it should be out on your systems, hopefully on or about that date.
Fantastic. Keith Bank, thanks so much for doing this movie. Executive producer and producer of Tommy's Honor, and it's spelled H-O-N-O-U-R. That is how the English write honor, H-O-N-O-R, in American English, but in European or British English, there's always that U attached. So it's Tommy's Honor. You can find the website, tommyshonor.com, and you can find the trailer to the movie, and of course that 30-minute special that was done about the making of Tommy's Honor. A pleasure meeting you. Thanks for being on the show.
My great pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Absolutely. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Keith. Aloha. Okay. We're going to talk Women's Golf Day coming to Princeville, Mackay, right after this. Doug and Andrew are standing by. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. You should really check them out. Their team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Their dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy all come from the heart. So call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526 and learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call. Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
A big shout out to Moana Lua Senior Jun Ho Wan. He took home the trophy, and the boys, David Ishii, Hawaii High School State Athletic Association Golf Championships. 6 birdies in his first 9 holes to run away with the individual honors by 10 strokes. And Iolani won the boys team title for the first time since 2009. Yes. Claire Choi went on to win in sudden death playoff during the 2017 HSSAA David Ishii Foundation Golf Championship at Ka'amapali. Therese Guzman from Maui High and Claire Choi went into the playoff. Team Punahou came from a 10-stroke deficit after the first round, and they won. And that's like they've won 9 of the last, or 10 of the last 11, with Iolani getting in 2012. The women's Punahou team certainly has dominated. Now, we have women on our mind because we're working up toward the June 6th Women's Golf Day. It is an international event. It is happening around the world. It is the second annual. And so far in 42 countries, 632 locations. And that's up from just over 400 last year. It's going to be June 6th, Women's Golf Day. And the bottom line is it's 2 hours of golf, whether it's a little play on the golf course or if it's a clinic, and then 2 hours of socializing. So women who would like to get into the game, who have not been comfortable walking into a pro shop, they can hang out with women who may already be playing the game, find somebody who'd like to play golf with them, and a little bonding can happen. They'll get a little courage to maybe go out and get another lesson after having a clinic, maybe an individual lesson. That always helps. I know I'm having great success. And one of the places in Hawaii about to hold on June 6th, with all the other events going on in the 42 countries around the world on June 6th, is the Princeville Makai Club, Golf Club. And Andrew Schmidt is the PGA Associate Golf Professional there. And Doug Sutter is the GM at Princeville Makai Golf Club. And they are both with us to tell us about what they are doing special for Women's Golf Day. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And Andrew. Are you there, Andrew?
I'm here, Danielle.
Oh, great. Okay, that's great. Doug, if you wouldn't mind coming off speakerphone, it sounds impersonal. Just being on the phone is so much, it's just clearer.
Perfect. How does this sound?
Much better. It's warm. Now you sound warm. Thank you.
I want to keep it warm because it's a nice warm day here at Princeville Makai. We got the sun rising nice and high this morning.
I have you featured on my Facebook page, and it is absolutely, the beauty of the Princeville Makai course is astounding. Absolutely stunning photographs that I have of Princeville Makai, and I have enjoyed with Tom Freestone, one of the most fun days on a golf course. And he took me for a playing lesson. I was staying at the beautiful hotel nearby. The beautiful hotel nearby. Yes. Uh-huh. It's absolutely fabulous. The Ritz.
Yeah, that's St. Regis Princeville. That is quite the hotel there up the hill from us.
Yes, it is. Okay, so what we're doing for the June 6th Women's Golf Day, and I know Andrew has put this all together, what a great 15% discount on regularly priced logoed golf apparel and a 1 hour full swing clinic, a 3-hole scramble. And Andrew, this is fabulous.
It's a good fun day out there, Danielle, when we can get the ladies out there. We're excited about this day and to be one of the hosting sites around the world. So this is going to be fun.
So in addition to the 1 hour full swing clinic, you're going to take the ladies who sign up for this, and it's only $60. Not only do you get the full swing clinic, you get the 3-hole scramble with Andrew on the most scenic holes at Princeville Makai. You get a glass of Prosecco Am I pronouncing that right?
That's correct, yes.
On the signature hole, number 7, while you watch the sunset, my God, and that's going to be gorgeous, you get to keep your souvenir stemless wine glass that's laser etched with the Mackay logo, and you get discounted private golf instruction exclusive to the participants of Women's Golf Day on June 6th. It's on a Tuesday evening. What time are we starting?
We're going to start at 4 p.m., Danielle.
And tell me about that 1 hour full swing clinic.
Well, you know, a lot of times I'll have people that come out for the first time ever. And so what I do is I go over just the basics. You know, how to hold the club, how to swing, where to place the golf ball, little basic things like that. Makes a huge difference and just get them comfortable with the whole process. You know, a lot of times, you know, people approach golf and they're like a little bit intimidated, you know, some of the motions they're not familiar with. So just get them comfortable with swinging the club. It's one of the best things that we do here.
Absolutely. And I'm got to tell you, if you've been holding a club for a long time and you think I know all that stuff, well, you actually need a little refresher course. I promise.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
But hey, Daniel, yes. One of the best things, though, that helps everybody relax is just this golf setting here in Mackay. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's spectacular. I'm taking a refresher course of my own, and I just found so many little movements that I may have allowed to, you know, become a habit that I didn't even know I was doing, that have intruded on my otherwise beautiful ability to give a great hip turn, shoulder turn, all of those things, but maybe not getting the ball down the fairway in the most efficient way possible. I'm not getting the right distance on the club. And there are just little tweaks that you can do.
Smallest little things.
Yes.
It's the hugest difference.
It does. And this 1 hour full swing clinic is perfect for that. Now, this three hole scramble. When you go out, how do you do that?
So what we do is we all tee off together and we help each other advance the ball. And we just pick the best shot of everybody's shot to take to get the ball down the fairway. And it, you know, it gives us a chance to bond together as a group. And then also, I can show them some little things that I approach, the etiquette, you know, what, where to stand on the tee box. Some things that we take for granted being exposed to golf and growing up with golf, like I was fortunate enough to do. But, for somebody that's never had that exposure, it's the perfect opportunity to relax and be with somebody that is, you know, aware of what's going on with the game of golf and keeping it simple and to a point where people aren't intimidated.
Yes. And that's the biggest part about women. That's something I've been talking about for 19 years doing this show, is you walk into a pro shop, a golf club, a clubhouse, and you're not sure how to act. And women are most uncomfortable when they don't know how to act, because that's a whole part of growing up. You learn how to behave in a certain environment. And here you're going into a place that's dominated still by women. I mean, oh, it should be, but it's dominated by men.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I agree, Danielle. I'm with you.
So Women's Golf Day is what this is all about, exposing women to that interior that you may not be so comfortable going into. And Doug is going to be there. Doug Sutter is the GM at Princeville Mackay Golf Club. Andrew Schmidt is the PGA Associate Golf Professional who will actually be working with you. Doug, I wanted to go through all of the things that Andrew is doing, the 1 hour full swing, the three hole scramble, because this isn't something that's new to Princeville Mackay. You guys do this on a regular basis, don't you?
Correct. When it's not the esteemed Women's Golf Day, which is taking place, as you said, on June 6th, which is a Tuesday, and starting at 4 p.m., Andrew Schmidt does also keep this program going, which is very similar. It doesn't have all the discounts, doesn't have his 100% undivided attention as far as this one does, but he does something very interesting every Monday afternoon, which is called our Mahalo Monday Mixer. This is an event very similar with the 1 hour clinic with a few holes on the golf course if the golfers so happen to want to take what they've learned during that clinic to the golf course. Except he drives this one, the Mahalo Monday Mixer, this program as more of a couples program. So it's really nice for the love And therefore, our goal is they learn the game together and they will continue to play it for a lifetime together. And sometimes the lady or the man in the relationship might already have a little bit of knowledge of golf. So this is a great way for them to talk their other significant other into joining them. It's a very intimate setting. You know, the group is usually anywhere between 4 to, I think the largest group Andrew's ever had out there is about 10 for the Mahalo Monday Mixer. But one thing he forgot to mention about that scramble, once they get out there, is the holes that he's actually playing with them on our golf course. So we've gotten very strategic on the 3-hole scramble. We don't just go 1, 2, 3 or 16, 17, and 18. We got strategic and chose the 3 arguably most beautiful holes in the world because they're 3 of the most beautiful holes on our golf course. They get to play hole number 3, which is a signature par 3, a nice downhill falling hole with Hanalei Bay in the background and the beautiful St. Regis just off the shelf there. And then they get to hole number 6, which is a wonderful straightaway par 4 with an infinity green as you're looking out to the Pacific Ocean. And then they play our creme de la creme, hole number 7, which sometimes people in our community like to refer to it as sexy number 7, because it is all that. It is a 215-yard par 3 from the back tees, 120 yards from the forward tees, where Andrew usually tees it up with the scramble group, and you are looking out over Turtle Cove, Hanalei Bay, Lumahai Beach, Queen's Bath, and all the things that you want to see during your vacation or during your stay, or just during your life here. If you're a permanent resident, we do have some residents come out and participate in this. It's all right in front of you, and you get to see it in a nice abbreviated experience at the Prince of Mackay Golf Club on those 3 holes. And the best part is, you said there's that laser etched, stemless Prosecco glass that they get to bring home with them. You actually cheers and drink that Prosecco right there, standing on the 7th green, right after the groups put their last putt in the hole, and you watch the sunset happen right over Mount Makana, off there in the northwest.
Well, I've got to let the ladies who are EWGA members on Kauai know about this, because it's such a, I mean, all of us, we're board members here on Oahu. We're having our board meeting. We're going into our championship, EWGA Hawaii Championship and qualifier to go to the mainland. And I know all of us would love to be there on a Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. June 6th is Women's Golf Day. June 6th. It's an international event. It's happening around the world. 42 countries have already signed up, 632 locations. Now, the sign-up deadline is Monday, this coming Monday. So if you want to host a Women's Golf Day event, you have to get signed up by Monday. After that, of course, you just go to Women's Golf Day. If you want to participate, you'll find a little map of your state, your location, and you see Hawaii right there in the middle of the Pacific, and you just click on the little Women's Golf Day logo. And then you'll find the state open up for you, and you can see where the Women's Golf Day events are being held. And on June 6th at 4 o'clock, it's a Tuesday, around the world, Women's Golf Day, and we are the last place to hold it. So all that day, we'll be talking about Women's Golf Day on social media. Everybody posts pictures of their event, what they've been doing, and we'll talk about Hawaii coming up, real soon. And this is what's happening here. And it's wonderful, to think that women in Latvia are getting together, like women in Scotland or India or all around the world, just having a great time playing golf in these 42 countries. And the Prince Makai on Kauai participating. I really thank you guys for putting this together, for creating this event on a Tuesday that you don't normally do. Tell us again, what are the women going to enjoy?
Well, one of the things they're going to enjoy, Danielle, when they come out, is they're going to enjoy the opportunity to be together, socialize, and be in this kind of environment where it's so warm and it's inviting and it's not intimidating. And it's the perfect place for someone new to the game to get exposed to it in a most beautiful golf setting ever.
If you... that's the social. So you're going to get 15% off regularly priced low gold golf apparel. Every woman who walks into a golf shop wants to walk out with something to remember. So you get 15% discount on, let's say, a beautiful new skort or a shirt. Then there's the 1 hour full swing clinic with Andrew, three hole scramble with Andrew on the most scenic holes at Princeville Mackay, the glass of Prosecco on hole number 7, watching the sunset, sexy 7, the souvenir stemless wine glass, laser etched with the Mackay logo, and the discounted private golf instruction exclusive to Women's Golf Day participants. All of this just for $60. It's a fabulous opportunity. And of course, you'll be hanging out with the women and getting to know the ladies who also want to get into the game of golf on Kauai. Also at Princeville Mackay, every Saturday, they host a short game clinic on how to putt and chip. That's at 11 o'clock. Every Sunday, they host a full swing clinic on posture, grip, and alignment at 11 o'clock. And that's with you, Andrew. Is that what the full swing clinic will be on Tuesday, June 6th?
Yes, that's correct, Daniel.
Excellent. Fantastic. Gentlemen, you have Callaway Golf Clubs.
Yes, we do. We have the brand new Callaway Golf Club, being a true and managed facility. We do have a very strong partnership with Callaway Golf. And I'm very glad you brought that up, because in all those clinics that you mentioned that take place every Saturday and Sunday, and the Mahalo Mixer, which normally takes place on Monday, and this very special Women's Golf Day, which we're hosting on Tuesday, golf clubs are included. So ladies out there, men, if you're coming out for one of those clinics or the fun Mahalo Monday on a Monday, all you need to do is literally show up. We have the club and everything waiting for you at our state-of-the-art practice facility right when you arrive.
There you go. No worries. They've got it all for you at Princeville Mackay. And June 6th is Women's Golf Day. Go play a round of golf at Princeville Mackay course and enjoy it this weekend. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. We'll be telling you more about Women's Golf Day happening June 6th, international event around the world, and it's at Princeville Mackay. Thank you so much for being on the show. Doug Sutter, the GM, Princeville Mackay Golf Club, and Andrew Schmidt, PGA Associate Golf Professional. Thanks so much for putting this all together and spending time with us on the air.
My pleasure. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for everything you do for the game.
Aloha, Andrew. Bye, Doug.
Aloha, Danielle. You have a wonderful day, and hit them long and straight, okay? Thank you for having us. We look forward to seeing everyone at Princeville Mackay Golf Club soon.
And we're going to come back with my latest lesson from Golf Tech and what we discovered that I was doing wrong. Well, you know, nothing's really wrong if you're having fun. But if you want to get a little bit more length and feel that contact in that sweet spot that fortunately is larger than a pinhead, if you've been listening from the beginning of the show, those hickory sticks made it very difficult to find the sweet spot. We'll be back right after this. Jason Diger joining us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Jason Dygert, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii Center Manager and Director of Instruction. He's been taking care of me, helping me figure out what I can do better. I was using the word wrong, and it's really not a good word to use when you're playing a sport and you're having fun. There's, you know, but there's certain things that you can do a little bit better to get more distance, to be more comfortable, to find that sweet spot. To not hit it on the right, you know, you want to be able to hit it right. So we're going to bring Jason right in because there's a lot going on at Golf Tech. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Hi. You know, I was reading the latest press release from Golf Tech. 7 million lessons to amateurs over 22 years, updating the logo, the appearance, the technology of the 30 planned new standalone locations, and all the new locations and the existing centers were going to be updated through a multi-year period tailored for the total golf immersion by offering new amenities, game improvement products and services, extensive digital experience, comfortable furniture, and a new logo. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's an exciting, you know, thing for us. The Golf Tech started 20 years ago in a instructor out in Denver, Colorado, was messing around with motion measurement and thought it would be a neat idea to incorporate that fact-based technology into golf instruction. And so that's what we are with 20 years later. Now, our Golf Tech in here in Honolulu has been here for 10 years. This is our 10th year here. And it's wonderful technology, motion measurement and being able to measure how well a person is using their body in certain positions that help them, create better golf swings, better ball flight in addition to video so the player can see it. The technology's great and, we've got a coaching staff, five certified coaches down there, all there to help people assess their game and make their goals and help them get there.
Yes, and you do that. And you know what? I was looking at the new 30 standalone operations that are planned for the first half of 2017. They include a location in Hong Kong and Tokyo.
Yeah.
Have you been international all this time?
The centers in Korea and Japan opened, I want to say, 5 years ago.
So you have been. This isn't a new foray.
No, they yeah.
Into the world, yes.
Yeah, in fact, one of the guys that spearheaded the centers in Korea came through Hawaii. This is about 7 years ago, and came in and took some lessons and loved it and put together a group of investors and got the centers in Korea started. So it was,
it's perfect. You know, yes, it's perfect for Korea, for Tokyo, for Hong Kong. Why? Because those are high density, no space places. And most of the kids that are learning to play golf in places like Korea, where so many of the hottest LPGA players are, where the hottest golfers are coming out of inside golf bays. That's where they're learning the game because they don't have golf courses that we have everywhere. We have golf courses, you know, in Hawaii alone and just on Oahu. You can 15 minutes, you're at a golf course, right? So it's an actual perfect location for Golf Tech to expand. And what we were working on most recently on Monday, and you know, I've gotten so much better on so many things and so much more comfortable with so many clubs, and I'm not so intimidated, you know, by my driver. I feel more comfortable. I understand the swing of the driver. I understand, you know, the hinging of the the irons and the backswing in the short game and things that are coming together. But one thing we've noticed, Jason Dygert and I, mostly Jason, Because people really don't notice their own problems. You know, he's almost like our psychiatrist for the golf swing. That's Jason Digert. I hit it closer to the hosel than I do the toe, right?
Yes,
it's a bad, bad thing. And when he puts the tape on my club, and then I can see, you know, and I think I've done better, and right there again, but at least you weren't way over there. You're getting closer to the center. And this is when I came to some realizations that you helped me see about when I'm using the golf club, I'm not making room for the golf club to do its job because my hand seems to think it's going to hit the golf ball. It's the strangest thing. Can you explain that in golf exactly technology?
Right. That's exactly right. We're not trying to hit the ball. We're not trying to throw our hands out the ball. We got to let the golf club, the head of the golf club, hit the golf ball and let our hands stay in their lane. So if people are listening and not driving, a great exercise to do is take your stance and just let your hands hang down, put a club on the ground parallel to your target feet that visually is about 1 inch above your hand, and you swing your hand back and forth, and your hands have to stay in that lane. The hands cannot go to the outside lane, because as soon as the hands go to the outside lane, the club head goes to the outside lane, and that throws the heel of the golf club into the ball. So it's really I think part of it is kind of understanding what a player's tendency is, but I think we do. We get into this thing where we're trying to throw our hands out the ball, and yes, the hands got to stay in the same lane, parallel lane, that they started in. They can't jump to the outside lane. Otherwise, the club head's going to jump to the outside lane, and you're going to miss hit a lot of shots.
It's all visual. It's like the golf course architect creates a golf course, right? And he's trying to make your eyes see something or not see something, and you're trying to protect that green. And yeah, and in the process of, you know, looking down at the ball, it's over there. So, you know, it's like almost like your body, your tendency, your brain is going to go, I got to hit that. I got to get my hand closer to that white thing. No, you got to keep your hands inside. And what I discovered is, it's like if I feel the sense of tucking my shoulder under my chin to keep the hand in this groove place that you were talking about, the pathway, right? To keep that, tuck it underneath my chin and then pull it. Then, you know, I have something that I can then feel. Okay, that's how it feels to keep it on plane, keep them going in the groove, so that the hand, the eye doesn't see the ball, and the eye wants to, oh, put your hand over there. You're going to hit the ball. Well, you don't hit it with your hand, dum-dum. You hit it with the golf club. And yes, so that was one of those wonderful realizations. Now, I got to tell you, if you haven't done that move in your life a lot, that keeping it grooved in close to you, and that will do a stretch on your back that you've probably never done before. And that can probably pull a little bit of a few muscles. And if you have a lower back thing and you didn't stretch very well and you didn't loosen up before, you may feel that the next day. All right. So I just want to warn you, when you do things that will improve your golf swing, it becomes more and more important that you also take care of the stretching and the warm up process that we take so for granted. Like, we run over to the golf course, we jump out of our car, we grab our clubs, we go, sign in, hurry, pay, hey, get my card, boom, 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 boom. You know, that is really not a good way to start playing a game, all right? It's not good for you, your mind, your body, you're not one. And I think I heard someone say that what their experience was people who are going to play like a scramble or anything, they don't really start, or a pro-am, they don't really start playing their best golf until after the first 9 holes.
Yeah. Hate that.
It finally warmed up.
Yeah. I mean, you can warm up for 5 minutes and save a little injury that would take you 5 months to recover from. It's just, we certainly try and get our players, you know, in tune with that. Just take a few minutes to get some blood flow. I mean, we're so, you know, sitting in the office and driving the car and jump out of the car and start swinging golf clubs. And we really want to got to get some blood flowing to the muscles that are swinging the clubs. And you can literally do a pretty thorough warm-up in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. Yeah. And I just, I wanted to just, you know, be the one to, since Jason Dygert is working with me on my back having been operated on, and it's been 2 years already. It's not like it was yesterday, but, as everybody who has a back operation finds out, it's something you're not going to get over. It doesn't heal and go back to what you were before. It just doesn't happen that way. You're close. Maybe you're not close. So you make adjustments, but there's going to be a change. So you have to take that into consideration. You have to be kind to yourself. That may be one of the most difficult things to do in our society of deadlines. I have to be at this appointment at 10 o'clock. I got 15 minutes to get there. Okay, I'm going to get there at 10 o'clock. And then I'm going to... No, you really do have to give yourself a little bit of space, and that might be hard. You should get in touch with Jason Dygert. He's at Golf Tech Honolulu, and his number is 808-441-0105. What time do you open?
We open at 9 a.m. every day of the week, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, Sunday. We've got our $95 swing evaluation going, normally priced at $125, so it's a great time for people to get in, find out what we do, assess their game, look at their swing, understand, what they need to do to help them play better, practice better, and we can help you do that.
So that's the month of May is the $95 swing evaluation special?
Yes, we're actually running it through May and June.
Wow. So, oh, this is awesome. Okay, this is really good. And when you get your swing evaluation, you get a video. Excuse me,
I just lost my voice.
You get a video and you take it home and you can then review it because, you know, half of us forget because we're so excited and so whatever, you know, we're not like really present. We're just trying to keep up and keep the body to do all these things. And then you go back and you go, what did I do? How did I do that? I knew it worked then. And then you get to look at it and you say, oh, and then Jason or one of the guys, they're all great at Golf Tech, 808-441-0105. He makes notes, you know, little notes so that you can, the keywords that'll, oh, right. And then you can see it. And then, it's really, really good. So this month and next at Golf Tech, and get started soon, 808-441-0105. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, and it's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and it's $95 for your swing evaluation. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Danielle. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Two weeks, right? Yes.
Excellent. New drills.
New drills. Okay. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. You know, a lot of kids go from junior golf, whether, you know, whatever program they're in, and then they go and play high school golf and they're on a team and they have a great time. And in junior golf, they're on a team and they have all these friends, and then they go off to college. Maybe they're not on a golf team, which they've been on all this time. Or even if they weren't on the golf team in high school, they've been playing golf with their friends. And then they're in college and it's a kind of a different environment. You know, there's new people, but golf has been their center, you know, grounding, the place where they go and they're comfortable. How do they find a place like that, that can give them that sense of camaraderie, the game of golf, and all that goes with that, if they're not in a college golf team, official one? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's called Next Gen Golf, and we'll be talking with Matt and Grant right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art.
super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And ladies, I want to remind you, if you want to play in the U.S. Women's Open sectional, that's going to be on Kauai at Poipu Bay Golf Course, you need to register by May 17th. So you've got a few more days to register. Make up your mind, and you'll have to be on Kauai on May 28th for the Kauai Poipu Bay Golf Course. That's Poipu Bay on Kauai, and you will be playing in the U.S. Women's Open sectional. And even if you don't make it, it's a great way to challenge yourself and get a little competition back in and find out where your game's at. If you enjoy that, some people aren't into competition. Some people really need it because it's been a part of their lives, all of their lives. And Matt Weinberger is the chief operating officer of Next Gen Golf. Grant Johnson is the NCCGA president. He's also a student in Maryland, and they're here to tell us about Next Gen Golf. As I said at the opening, it's kind of, it's an organization supporting people in their 20s and 30s. They run tournaments each year for college students and young adults through the NCCGA and the City Tour. And the company has been around for about 5 years, and it's called Next Gen Golf. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks for having us, Danielle.
Absolutely. And Grant, hi.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to start with you, Grant. I want to know why you got involved with Next Gen Golf. Why was it important for you, Grant Johnson?
Yeah, so I had played golf all throughout growing up. I'd played tournaments when I was a junior and played on my high school golf team all 4 years. And I wasn't really ready to give up the game of golf, but I also didn't quite have the skill set or the game to play Division One or two or three varsity golf in college. I had looked at a few different smaller Division III schools and talked to the coaches, but I didn't really want to give up my college experience just to play golf on a varsity level school. I knew I wanted to keep playing competitively, so I found the club golf program here at the University of Maryland through the NCCGA, which is the National Collegiate Club Golf Association, which is partners with Next Gen Golf. So it was a really good opportunity for me to continue playing golf competitively and not necessarily lose that competitive edge or kind of things like that. And for me, it's been a fantastic experience.
Matt, I'm wondering, what came first, Next Gen Golf or the NCCGA?
Yeah, so the easiest way to explain it is that the NCCGA, the National Collegiate Club Golf Association, has been around in some part for 10 years in the sense that there were teams forming at various universities, especially in the Southeast continental U.S., that once they got to college, they're like, much like Grant or like myself, either chose for one reason or another not to play varsity, but still wanted to stay involved in the game, like you mentioned last segment. So some of those teams were forming, and eventually there needs to be a way to collaborate and find ways to have people come to tournaments, meet at different places between different universities. And that's kind of how the NCCGA spirit started. Next Gen Golf is the company that I work for, and we manage the NCCGA and the City Tour. So those two tournament series combined throughout the year operate 185 tournaments, including three championships that are hosted nationally.
Wow. So it would be a lot for a student organization to run, you know, the National Collegiate Club Golf Association, and to put on tournaments in addition to the academics, or to fund something like that. So you've taken over those responsibilities to make sure this all works for all these kids who want to still play competitively, but not on a team that takes up so much time. I mean, a lot of kids, they would love to, but a collegiate varsity, I mean, it's almost like having a job on top of your academic work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my wife and my friends that I roomed with at the University of Dayton all played varsity golf. So I've seen it. I've experienced what it's like to have 6:30 workouts in the morning, practice almost every day. And club golf, to me, although I had some skills to be able to potentially play at a D2 school, play varsity in some capacity, club golf worked better for me. And I also met a lot of people that, you know, do club golf so that they can focus on academics. Some are engineers, some are business majors. Others want to play club golf and club soccer and club basketball with a little bit more flexibility. So what we were able to do is, I was a former student president, just like Grant was, and eventually as I was beginning to graduate, I said, we need to find some people full-time to help manage this, because it was getting bigger. The interest is just there. It's built out of a need, because you have so many students nationwide. You have 226,000 players that compete in high school, and only 11,000 go on to play varsity. So where do the rest go? And that's where Next Gen Golf came out of that, saying, we need to help these college golfers. And then eventually, as time went by, we said, not just college, the entire industry is missing kind of that millennial 20s and 30s segment. People are graduating from our network. Let's keep them in the game. That's really our mantra, is keeping players in the game in their 20s and 30s.
And that's excellent, because that's where we lose so many. I mean, there's a clear path for junior golf. There's a clear path for high school golf. And then if you go into varsity golf. But from the high school and junior golf, because junior golf will stick with you all the way through high school. You don't have to play on a golf team, right? So you go all the way through high school, and then all of a sudden you're in college, and it's for Hawaii kids. They're going from, a lot of them want to go to the mainland, which we call the continental United States, and they want to play. Maybe they don't make a team, but they'd still like to play, you know. And what I said at the beginning, I think, is really important to remember, that once you start playing a sport, like a team sport, and yet it's an individual sport, there's time when you can be on the golf course by yourself, or practice by yourself, and you're thinking, you're working out problems in your head, whether it's academic problems or the new challenges that you're having socially in an environment that you've never been in. So all of that, you know, it's like a place where you get to decompress. And then you still have the camaraderie of the people. I want to play with people that know my game, know what it's like. And so you have this, you're filling a huge hole for kids that don't, I think a lot of them don't realize that you're there.
I think Grant would be able to speak really well to some of that continuity, just having that team-based golf, which is what we do across the board. And then also one thing to point out, we were just at our championship last week in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We had 256 college club golfers compete all the way from Washington down to Florida. It's a huge mix of different people. And what's cool about what we do is all swings are welcome. Even at our championship, I think the scores range somewhere from like 66 to 103.
Cool.
So it's just like there's such a wide range of different people, but we're all golfers and we all want to keep them engaged.
Yeah. Grant, tell us about tell us about your experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I was, I'm actually originally from California, so I went all the way across the country for college, and didn't know a single person when I went to Maryland. But I knew I had a strong passion for golf and, wanted to meet other people kind of with similar interests as me. So, through the club golf team, I've been on it ever since I came to Maryland as a freshman. So over the past 3.5 years, most of my best friends are all on the club golf team. So it's really fun to be able to, just hit up my friends and say, hey, you guys want to go play? We have our own course on campus. We get reduced rates. We can go play for pretty cheap and just have a great afternoon. Or I can just go by myself and just, as you said, kind of think to myself or escape, like escape the stresses of class or just kind of everyday student life. So it's really, really good opportunity to definitely meet people with similar interests and also just get more involved with the university. And through individual clubs, there's a lot of student leadership positions. So I was previously the vice president and then the president of my club at the University of Maryland, before taking over the president of the NCCGA. So there's tons of good opportunities in club golf, and it's just a really, really great way to just, we have kids who are just totally brand new to golf. We have kids like me or other kids who just have always been playing and want to continue playing some high level golf. It's a really good opportunity.
So you invite people who may not have been playing golf as junior golfers to join club golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't discriminate. We're open to everyone on campus. We have a competitive team, and for those you need to try out for that. But we still, anyone who wants to can try out for it. And then on the side, we do have a recreational team for people who are just brand new to golf or they just want to go to the driving range. We have like weekly practices that are open for everyone who wants to come. Students pay like a small semesterly dues, and then that'll give them free range balls every week, and it'll give them that reduced rate at the golf course. And in addition, it'll give them access to the competitive tournaments we play in every semester, as well as the opportunity to compete in the national championship.
Wow. The club golf or NCCGA, it's NCCGA. You can, on Facebook, I found it really, I would put in National Collegiate Club Golf Association. It didn't want to, you know, link me to you. And I'm like, okay, let me see if I put in NCCGA. And it did. Bam. There you were.
There it is.
Which it works with more than 400 schools, over 10,000 students, keeping them involved in the game. And this is very cool. So in addition to going to Facebook to find out more about you, what is the website that we should go to?
Yeah, so the website is nextgengolf.org, and that houses both our NCCGA college club golf tournaments as well as our city tour tournaments, like you mentioned at the beginning. Those are for golfers in their 20s and 30s in 21 major cities across the continental U.S. So we started that a couple years ago as these club golfers are graduating and others were looking to stay in the game. They were saying, well, what's next? So we had the city tour created in 2015. And so those will be kicking off in early June. But all that will be found on nextgengolf.org. And really where we are now is just making awareness. Because both Grant and I, when we went to our respective colleges, had no idea what club golf was. And here we are being very involved with it. So as we continue to reach more and more into the high school landscape, they become aware of it. And it becomes a decision factor as to where they go to school. They can now think about club sports as opposed to just thinking NCAA varsity.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give people more things to think about. And if that awareness comes down to the parents and to the players, to the coaches on a high school level, that's going to shape a lot of people's decisions moving forward.
I love it. So I now understand. So you've got the club golf is for the kids who are still in school. And then as you graduate from college, that's the other question. Now you're going to go get a job and you're going to go into a whole new society, right? You went from collegiate society. Now you're going to work society. And that is again where a lot of golfers drop out because they're so wrapped up, but you've created city golf so that is available for young golfers who have transitioned from collegiate life to work life. That's
exactly
brilliant. I love it. This is Next Gen Golf. What a pleasure to meet Matt Weinberger, the COO of Next Gen Golf, and Grant Johnson, the president of NCCGA, a student at Maryland, going in and really getting involved. Really appreciate your work. Thank you for getting in touch with me. A pleasure meeting you both.
Thanks very much.
Aloha.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And stay in touch with me. If there's something else
Appreciate you want it. To
talk about, yes. If there's something coming up you want to be back on, you're always welcome. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Diana. Last week she was on, and you may not have been able to, had a really bad phone line, and I was hoping that it would just sort of like snap out of it. But it didn't. And Golf Kitchen is so cool. I want to read you. We sent two friends, a golf kitchen cookbook. And one of the cards, I'm going to read them both to Diana when she's there. Thank you so much for the sumptuous golf kitchen cookbook. So thoughtful, of course. You know, thank you. We were happy to be thoughtful. But they said, I can't wait to make the four cheese macaroni. John has the wine ready. We'll be back with Diana DeLucia. She is the CEO of Golf Kitchen right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Diana DeLucia, CEO of Golf Kitchen, author, photographer. She's come out with this fabulous book. We talk about it a lot. And I've had the pleasure of meeting some of the wonderful chefs that she's met. And they're featured in Golf Kitchen. But see, it's more than a book about a chef or their restaurant or their fabulous clubhouse like Sabonic and Winged Foot. You know, we talk about those places like we'd never get in. But we get in an odd sort of way by through the kitchen. And I remember, I'm going to digress here for a second. I do that occasionally, don't I? I went to San Francisco when I met a friend and he took me to some of the most fabulous restaurants. But I'll never forget going, I think it was Virgin Lane in San Francisco, and there was a wonderful Italian restaurant. He took me into the kitchen. That's where he always had lunch, in the kitchen. Okay, so we went to the kitchen, I met the chef, and then they took us to a table. But it's a great way. I mean, we get to go into Sabonic through the kitchen, through Golf Kitchen, the book. And one of the notes that I got when I sent Kim and John, John is a award-winning sommelier. So when Kim wrote, I can't wait to make the four cheese macaroni. John has the wine ready. She really was serious. Okay, let's bring Diana DeLucia, CEO, Golf Kitchen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. How are you? Great intro, by the way.
But you know, it's wonderful. The other card about Golf Kitchen is thank you for the fabulous Golf Kitchen cookbook. It is a great collection of yummy recipes. We will let you know what we discover in this culinary journey. And that's from Tracy and John. John is the chef in the house and he loves to cook. So it's a huge hit and you've brought together this amazing group of people, chefs from around the world. And they enjoy each other's company. They're learning from each other. That must be a wonderful feeling.
Oh, it definitely is. I was speaking to chefs Anthony Giacobinello at Kiawa Island Club recently, and Anthony did say to me, how did I bring this group of chefs together that absolutely have bonded?
And they seem to have not just bonded, but they actually want to get together and share their knowledge. You know, they share what they can bring to the table. And from what I've experienced in the world of cooking, it's kind of like this is my secret, but they want to share their knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. In the private club industry, it's a little bit different than the mainstream restaurants where there's a lot of competition. In a private golf club, it's really more individual to the membership of that golf club, the culinary direction that you're going in.
So you have this fabulous book. I can't help but wonder what is next. Are you coming out with another book, another Golf Kitchen?
I'm working on Golf Kitchen America, and I'm going to be taking a trip to Westchester Country Club to feature a chef there called Mark Arneo, who's very, very talented. And then we're also working on Golf Kitchen Magazine, which will be a quarterly upscale print magazine. Hopefully it will launch, you know, in the fall of this year. We'll see how we go.
Well, as a food photographer, Diana DeLucia, CEO of Golf Kitchen, certainly knows, and she's worked with done a magazine in the past, made magazines, so you know the challenges. When you say upscale, I can only imagine that you wouldn't do anything with your photography, your food photography, that wouldn't just make it shine. It's going to be gorgeous. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I need to make sure that anything that is featured in Golf Kitchen magazine is extremely visually stimulating. And we want to make sure we highlight finest we can find in the private golf club and resort industry globally.
And how do you want to do that when you talk about highlighting? How do you decide who gets to be featured in your magazine, in your books?
Well, I've known enough chefs now in the regular restaurant industry, in the fine dining industry, and now with the golf clubs and the golf club management and the golf club chefs, pretty much I have a really big network globally to be able to really delve into where are these chefs. And they're becoming more and more popular now. Fine dining and the culinary scene and the farm-to-table scene in the private golf club industry is exploding. And if you're not going to be doing that for your membership, you probably should be.
Yes, change. Soon.
You can still have your, you know, your regular fares. Like, you know, as Doug Blair says, lunches are lunches. But you might want to step it up a notch for dinner.
For dinner, exactly. And these gentlemen that you've introduced us to, Chef Rye Waddington, for instance, at Wingfoot, and Chef Jose Carle Farbrege at La Casa, and Chef Anthony Giacobinella at Sabonic, and Doug Blair, just wonderful at Kiawa, wonderful men who have really embraced, and Rye grew up on a farm. So for him, bringing, as he told us earlier, bringing all of the goods that are around him into the house and cooking, that was a natural part of life. And it's, he started the farm to table movement many, many, many years ago. And it came to Hawaii. I remember going to Kapalua for the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, and we were staying at the Sheraton, and they were talking about having a farm-to-table dinner, and they were actually taking guests to the farm, and they could see what was being harvested, and then it was going to be prepared for them right then. Like it was big, it was huge, it was very unusual, and that's what they do on a daily basis, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, I experienced Rye's farm at Kurganya in Victoria myself last year. And I can tell you now, his mother, Jan, is an absolutely amazing cook. And the farm is stunning. And if anybody's ever in Victoria, Australia, I recommend a visit to Kurganya.
It sounds beautiful. I want to go. Take me.
It's definitely beautiful. It's worth a drive.
You've had these fabulous Friends of James Beard dinners. Is there another one in the works?
There most definitely is several in the works. We're looking at dates, and it's very difficult to schedule golf club chefs, as you know, because they're seasons are different wherever you travel to, and we want to try to make them all available to attend each event if possible. So, you know, we might do two a year, three a year sometimes, but I think the next location will be very exciting. And when I'm ready and it's 100% confirmed, then we'll let you know.
It sounds so good. And now, do you have any? When you put a magazine together, there's the beautiful pictures, there's the perfect paper, and a little glossy, and I can just sort of visualize, I've got this my mind's eye. When are you going to photograph the cover for the first magazine?
No, I can't tell you that, can I?
Shucks. Okay.
But it's going to be a very handsome set.
Okay. And
dress to the nines.
Dress to the nines. Oh, okay. And then who's going to write in your magazine? Do you have all the writers all lined up already?
Well, as you know, I write a lot of my own content, particularly the Q&As. I really, really like that format. But I do have a couple of chefs that have expressed an interest in writing in the private club industry. And I think once I get a confirmation on that, then I can, in our next conversation, I can announce that.
Okay. I'm loving it. Okay. And I'm hoping that we can get somebody here in Hawaii, maybe Nanea. I'm not sure, you know, it would be so fabulous to feature one of the great golf kitchens right here in the islands. And
I would love to do that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
The last time I saw you was when I was visiting the Royal Hawaiian Golf Club.
Yes, we had cheeseburgers at Cheeseburger in Paradise.
No, I love that rice. You know, the rice thing with the the seaweed on it and the spam.
This is going back. Okay, so Diana's telling me a little bit about the magazine. Not a lot, obviously. She's not sharing a lot. She's, you know, it's all got to be kind of hush-hush until it's all ready to go. But she asks me, okay, now what's that thing that, you know, that you, with the rice and then the spam and then it's, oh, musubi. And she said, yeah, you know, I think are you really going to put that in your magazine?
I wouldn't mind. I'm thinking of doing a little column about the turn snack.
The turn snack. That's perfect, because the turn snack in Hawaii, the musubi is perfect. It really is. And it's very tasty, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. I could eat a lot of those.
Yes, exactly. See, and as long as you keep it away from the mongoose.
Oh, I was about to bring that up. I know. They like them a lot.
We always have to make sure things don't get stolen from the golf cart here in Hawaii. The mongoose is like a little ferret, and it comes out of nowhere. It's seriously, and all of a sudden he's in your cart and he's running away with your sandwich, or in this case, the musubi. And I think that's a great idea. It's a very healthy snack. It's carbohydrates from the rice. And there's the protein from the spam. And then there is the minerals and vegetables, with the seaweed that's wrapped around it. So it's perfect. And if you need a great recipe, I'll find the perfect musubi maker recipe for you.
That'd be great. We can say recipe by Danielle Tucker.
Or at least provided by. I'm not sure. I don't think I'd be able to do it. There's some people who have been making musubi for generations. So
we'll do a show with you cooking musubi.
Oh, tell me. That's the next thing I want to ask you. Okay. I have a friend, Claude Brousseau, who is going to have a TV show. He's going to teach a chef golf, and the chef is going to teach Claude how to cook.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Doesn't it sound wonderful? And I thought, we should have Golf Kitchen Television. Have you thought of that?
Oh, we are all thinking about Golf Kitchen as a show, and have a lot of visions and ideas, and we were talking to a few video crews, so that's definitely on the table, but it is a very long process. We need to have a really good script, and a lot has been talked about, but let's take one step at a time. And
Danielle, don't push me. I'm putting out a magazine already. I'm working on my second book.
It's a natural progression, though, as you can see.
Yes, it's a progression. It is natural, and it would be fabulous. And of course, it would be all over YouTube, and we would have a fabulous time, and you would have like a million views or two. And I'm just thinking very big. Diana DeLucia, thank you so much for being on the show. Diana is CEO of Golf Kitchen, author and photographer, and she was a photographer restaurant insider for years, and that's why she is so good at what she does, award-winning. 2010, she created Golf Club World Behind the Gates, and that's when we first met. And now she has this wonderful book. And if you don't know what to get somebody a gift for, someone who is really into recipes, I gave this gift to Debs over at Avancé, and she looked through it. I mean, some of the dishes are from Australia, so it's kangaroo. And I thought, where am I going to get kangaroo to make this recipe? And sea bass is featured in some of these recipes. And then there is, of course, the one that I thought was so cute when, you know, John is an award-winning sommelier. So Kim, his wife, wrote the card and said, thank you so much for the sumptuous Golf Kitchen cookbook. I can't wait to make the four cheese macaroni. John has the wine ready. So it goes all the way from something like with kangaroo to sea bass to four cheese macaroni. Something for everyone in this cookbook. And it is beautiful. Thank you for being on the show, Diana.
Thank you, Danielle. I'll talk to you again soon.
And you came in loud and clear. It was fabulous.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes. Aloha. Talk soon.
Aloha to you. Okay. Thank you.
I want to thank everybody who make this show possible. But first, Claire Choi. Just want to say, sudden death playoff. The 2017 HSSAA David E. Shee Foundation Golf Championship at Ka'anapali. Therese Guzman from Maui High and Claire Choi, it was close. Team Punahou came from a 10-stroke deficit after round one to get to the 2017 team win. Punahou won 10 of the last 11 championships. Yes, Iolani won in 2012. So somebody is the coach over there doing... What are you doing with those girls? Okay, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Mualua Sr. Junho Won took home the trophy in the boys' David Ishii HSAA Golf State Championships. That's a tough one to get through. 6 birdies in his first 9 holes. He ran away with the individual honors. He is the 3rd state champion in the last 4 years from Moanalua High School, following John Oda and Sean Liu. His 67, second lowest score after Iolani's Lawrence Chan in 2011, just by 1 stroke. So amazing golf coming out of Moanalua. We all remember Tad Fujikawa. And he's still playing golf, and he's in a really good place, and he's coming on strong. Really happy for Tad. Okay, let's thank the people who make this show possible. All the people here, including Rainer Doors. Now, Rainer Doors protects the Lamborghini showroom, okay? So if Lamborghini, if they want to have the Rainer Door protect their cars, then you should have it. And the one thing that you can do for your house is put a garage door, an automatic garage door, that will automatically increase the value of your home. So other than painting your home, an automatic garage door is the one to go with, and Rainer Doors is the place to go get it. Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. This team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Alan Nakata, 248-7526. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. It's Futuristone. Only the best. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach. Yeah, you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Now, he's in France right now. He'll be back in June. You can always reach him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a shopping center, a little tiny building, a store, a custom home, a mansion, or a townhouse, or anything, because it's new buildings, renovations, repairs. Call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. You can always hear the show at radiogolfclub.com. If you want to hear any part of this, it's podcast. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.